time to talk Discovery Life. Hilton, it's a pleasure to see you.
Nice to be here.
First of all, can you just tell us about the origin of Discovery's core purpose and values, how that plays into what Discovery Life is all about, and then also how you guys are involved in this shared value model?
I think what's sort of profound and quite unique about the core purpose is that it hasn't changed. And it was based on almost sort of a dream-like vision of purpose that intuitively I think we thought that if we could make people healthier, you could do amazing things. But from an actuarial perspective, if you can make people live longer, increase their life expectancy, then you can have a profound impact on the life insurance that you can offer them. And it's often, you know, I think it's often counterintuitive, but once people understand it, it's probably quite obvious that if you can make people live longer, at its sort of extreme, if you can give them sort of an infinite life, then life insurance tends to free. So if people never ever die, then the life insurance that you give them is by definition the absolute cheapest that they can ever get. And that's what we asymptotically, I think, ultimately are trying to do. Make people live longer, give them a better quality of life, and in so doing, the products that we offer them just can't be beat. And that's ultimately, I guess, the sort of the manifestation of the shared value model. It's great for our customers, it's good for us, ultimately it's good for society as well.